Storm Dodge with Chip Merriweather.
Welcome, Storm Watchers. I'm Chip Merriweather, and here is your latest Stormcast Watch podcast stormy thing.
You got that right, Chip. You know, you are my favorite flavor of Chip. What, a little bit of ruffles with a little bit of tang. That's you, my friend. Fine work. So I'd like, if I may, just jump right in here off the top. This was very much a very unique game, I would say. Something I've rarely seen in aught my days in baseball. I've been in baseball almost as many years as Kevin.
Oh, that's a long time. Kevin might have been in baseball longer than he's been alive, so that's...
I believe he played with Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, all the greats. But I would like to say, it also reminded me of a Smashing Pumpkins album. That was Bullet with Butterfly Wings. Whereas I think our game tonight was Loud Dirt and Butterfly Wings.
Butterfly Wings. Or you mean the Butterfly Effect?
Butterfly Effect, yes. Flapping here, tsunami there.
So exactly. Something that happened maybe in the second inning that could have prolonged an inning might have affected...
Came back. Indeed. The seventh. Indeed, very much. Well, okay. It certainly was a clash of titans atop the Whispermole standings on Tuesday night. The Storm and the A's, the most Canadian team in the league, because they are the A's. The Storm and the A's generally play games similar to My Fourth Wife. Tight, with lots of drama and a little bit of controversy. This game lived up to all the expectations. Chip, take it away.
Storm batted through the order in the top of the first inning. Duran sprayed a single and And Renee limped out a double to start the inning. The hits continued and Storm scored 4. With Captain Underpants elsewhere saving the world, it was up to batting practice Thomas to hold down the mound. And the A's were held to a giant goose egg in the first inning.
So what you're saying is, unlike the other day when batting practice Thomas was pitching,
Jeff's balls were not being spanked as much as the last time against the A's or the game against the Falcons. At least, not yet. Storm's offense kept thundering in the second inning as they nearly batted through the order a second time and, yet again, scored 4. 3 of those runs came off a monstrous homer by Joey. The A's then scored 2 in the bottom of the second in an inning that was maybe the first of these butterfly wing effect moments.
I believe this is where the term loud dirt originated.
Loud dirt, yes.
Now, for those who are not initiated into the Whispermobile, the strike zone actually is just a wooden board on the ground. So when you hear a clunk, that means it's a strike. Well, we heard a clunk, and yet it was a ball.
It was a ball.
Loud dirt.
Loud dirt.
Strange.
Loud dirt.
This was just the umpire's first starring role in what was quite an interesting evening for him.
You know, my dad used to say, an umpire's best game is when you don't know he's there. We definitely knew this umpire was there this night.
Well, you know, luckily we had found his cell phone later after the game because there was a lot of missed calls.
Oh, I see what you did there. I like that. The third inning saw both teams' offenses take a vacation as neither team was able to score a run. Storm managed 1 in the fourth, and the A's found their bat scoring 3 in the bottom of the fourth. Both teams would score 3 in the fifth, but...
What was the score at the bottom of the fifth? We don't know. It was in the sixth where things really started to get interesting. And those darn butterfly-affected wings, well, would come into play. The Storm went down in order. Bam, bam, bam. The Hosers started to mash the ball. With 2 out, You Can Call Me Larry hit a massive pop fly to right field. Adam, no relation to the meth man, White, did his best Finding Nemo seagull impression. Give it to me, Chip.
Mine.
Well, thinking the ball was going right to him, then he changed his mind and said...
Never mind. It's out of here.
Well, it's unclear whether he misjudged the ball actually not once but twice on one play, or the man is a certified genius of psychological warfare. For the ball hit the fence, Larry, however, had listened and trusted Adam, and thereby had walked towards the dugout, either believing the ball would be easily caught or would be a home run out. Well, after the ball struck the fence, however, he turned and ran to first. Well, unfortunately, after taking that 90-degree turn, the umpire called him out for abandonment. Just like my father.
Poor Scoops.
Anyway, that ended the inning quite controversially, or as they say in England, controversially, I'm guessing, as the two runners, who were weirdly enough running, would have scored. But since the batter runner was declared out, that run did not count from the runner runners. Not to be confused with the batter runners, but the runner runners. We think, since we did not have a scorekeeper of our own, and by we I mean the Storm, the Homme d'Orange, they were trusting Bob and Doug to declare the correct number of runs. Well, either way, the Bob and Dougs had taken the lead for the first time in the game, 13-12.
But Storm would not go down easily. No. They stormed back in the top of the seventh.
See what you did there. Yeah.
Rene limped out his fourth. Can you believe it? Four doubles for a
guy. I'm questioning his limp, really.
He told us that his MRI results had a list longer than the grocery list of the Waltons. But, you know, he had four doubles. Joey then hit
I think he may just be looking for a little sympathy.
Sympathy, yeah. Joey hit a titanic home run, and Storm scored seven. Then...
So, on his hit, does that mean there was enough room on the door for Jack on Joey's home run? Because I swear the door was big enough for Jack,
the door
but
was,
no.
No. The door was big enough for Jack. You know, that's long been a concern. The door seemed big enough for Jack, but, you know, we'll just... It's more emotional with Jack freezing his butt off in the ocean. Anyway... Storm then realized that time was running out, and Duran and Rene did their best Adam impressions and struck out swinging intentionally. Yet Adam did not do an Adam pretension. Adam got a hit to extend the inning. Anyway, thus forcing Duran and Rene to intentionally strike out to bring the A's back to the plate. But the A's, unlike the Storm, were in no hurry to get to their bats.
What do you mean when we talk about the A's, we must slow down?
They had not been in a hurry all game. Frequently, their leadoff batter would inspect every single bat before coming to the plate, which may be one of the reasons
we were racing the clock at the end of the game. And as the A's came up, the bottom of the seventh would include yet more controversy.
Controversy.
Caused
nice.
By
controversy.
The man in red. The man in red
the
behind
umpire.
The plate. You see, after strike three hit the mat and the umpire called strike.
That would mean he was out. He was
out. The batter started to walk away because he knew it was strike three. But the umpire called him back claiming it was only strike two. At which point we tried to remind him that it goes one, then two, then three. But he said no. And so
once again, I think this goes back to the mittens. Perhaps he was an umpire wearing mittens. He could only count to two.
Mittens, and so he couldn't see.
Yes.
He only
perhaps
had two.
He was a mittened umpire.
Oh. He was a mittened umpire in July. You were right. People must wear mittens in July.
Point proven.
And so things got really...
butterfly wings.
Really ugly on the next pitch as the batter who had already been struck out hit a line drive to left center field. Craig.
Where Papa C,
who knew that Storm desperately needed outs, dove headfirst, arm across his body, and let out a scream when he hit the ground.
I believe there's still a large... Did anyone replace the divot he left?
There, you know, there's a divot. It's more like a hole. When Craig stood up, he was on the ground for quite a bit of time, which was actually important in this game where time was of the essence. And when he finally stood, he was doing his best Quasimodo impersonation.
The bells.
Sorry. There was no way a guy like him would be able to stay out there for the rest of the game. And so, Storm had to continue with 9 men on the field. That missed third strike had cost Storm an out. It had cost Storm a player. And it had cost Storm time as Craig was lying on the ground, writhing in pain. But the umpire said, "You've got 2 minutes left." So Storm tried and got the next batter out very quickly. However, time was running out. And instead of it being the second out, it was only the first. And there was not time for Storm to record 2 more outs.
And I think our listeners really should start a drinking game. Every time you say the word time, there's a drink.
Time.
It's not fun.
It's a good game. I was really trying to reinforce the idea that time was so important.
Time.
Last night, as time was running out,
it was ticking
because the A's took so much time. Between innings.
Time.
Both when it was their time to bat and when it was their time to field, they took their sweet time to get to the field, thus causing a lack of time for the 7th inning.
My God, I'm drunk as a skunk.
What else is new?
Fair point.
Hopefully, someday Storm will get a chance for revenge in a sequel to this Clash of the Titans.
Well said. Well wrapped up there. Medusa, Clash of the Titans. I see it all coming through.
We tied it up there. Yes.
Master of segue. A lovely bow.
All right, Storm Watchers. This has been Chip Merriweather and
Scoop Djakovic.
We'll see you next time on Storm Watchcast.
Watch.
Storm Watch with Chip Merriweather.